This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Beis. We're in the Ramah in Sif Gimel. The Mechaber said that a handkerchief that was designated to wrap tefillin, and you wrap tefillin, even one time, you can't wrap money in it. The Ramah says that if you stipulated from the beginning, it's always permitted. Let's see again, Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, B'chol Inyan. Afilu asa hakis l'shem tefillin. Even if the handkerchief and the pocket was made for tefillin, v'gam tsar be'kfiyah shari, and you wrap with it always, is permitted. Kivan dehisna be'isa siya shiyucha l'shanus k'sheyirza, because you stipulated at the time that you made it that you could change it whenever you want. Utnai mahani l'shtamish ben afilu ba'idem k'dushasan, and a stipulation helps to use it even while it's in its kedusha. Like we say by Beis HaKnesses, ach letashmish maguna loy mahani tnai. So if you have a tefillin bag and you designate it to put stuff in it, you want to put your siddur, you want to put your mirror, you want to put your change to give tzedakah, if you made a stipulation from the beginning, you can. After the fact, you can't go back and say, oh, I want to keep my change in it. No, too late. But you can use it for a tashmish maguna. You can store used chewing gum in the tefillin bag. Likewise, you can't use the strap to store or wrap something in. Okay. Vaiter in the Rama. Uklaf hama'ubud l'shem tefillin. Parchment that was tanned for tefillin. Asur lichtaval of debekal. You're now to write a letter from home from camp. What do you mean? All you did was you designated it. You tanned it. So I thought hazmana lav milsa. No, hazmana ki haigavna leguf hakadusha milsi. Hazmana like this for the etzem hakadusha is something. See, I would have said that klaf is different because it's not just you designated it. You did a mice. You did an act to make it into tefillin. In other words, if you just designated it in your mind, not lav milsahi. But if you do a maisa to designate, maybe that's different. No, that's not the chiluk the Rama is making. The chiluk the Rama is making is the klaf is for etzem hakdusha to write the parshiyos of Torah on it. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sivkaton Yudches l'shem tefillin. Hainu haparshiyos shel tefillin. That is the parshas of tefillin. Vuhu adin oyer hamu'ubad lahabatim shalrosh. Likewise, the hide that is tanned for the bayis of the shalrosh or shalyad. Va'avdein chakuk alav shin. Even if the shin is not engraved on it, meaning there's no shin on the shalyad, mikamakam guf kedusha mikri. V'chol shekein or hamu'ubad l'sefer Torah mezuzah. Certainly, hide that is tanned for a sefer Torah or a mezuzah. Divrei choil. You can't use it to write secular things. What about, could you downgrade it? Again, we're dealing with hazmana over here. Normally hazmana lav milsa. Over here it's milsa because it's leguf hakedusha. Leguf hakedusha means for the etzem chetza shel kedusha. Meaning hazmana for tashmish kedusha lav milsa. Hazmana la'etzem hakedusha, the tefillin itself, the sefer Torah itself is. But you're allowed to downgrade it. Avlo hayrida mekdusha kagon lichtal of mezuzah shekedusha sekalam etfillin or shar devei Torah, or you want to write chidushei Torah. You want to write over a shir. Mutter afilu al or shenis abed the sefer Torah. Isn't that interesting? So let's say you want to write a sefer, and you have hide that was tanned for a sefer. So you're allowed to write the sefer on the hide. V'get have a davar shachal. What about writing a get? It's a davar shachal. V'also kasa al klaf hamul the sefer Torah. In other words, a get is not a davar shabekdusha. So, okay. Why? Because hazmana for such a thing, says Mishneh Berurah, shahu al yidei masa gomor. So now the Mishneh Berurah is saying my svara. Why is this hazmana kind of different? Because it's through a full-fledged maisa. Apparently, it's two things. Apparently, it's the svara of the Rama that it's leguf hakedusha, not letashmish kedusha, and it's not just a designation in your mind; it's also a maisa gamar. La'afukim hayarak hazmana b'dibur ba'ama, as opposed to if you would have designated with words, oishayarak tikon haklaf, or you're just fixing the klaf, versirtutoy lishma, or scratching it lishma. This is a maisa gamar where you're tanning it, and it's leguf hakedusha. Says the Mishmar leguf la'afukim hazmana. You see, you need two things. It has to be a Maisa Gamor and Le'etzem HaKedusha. So if you did a Maisa Gamor to make a tefillin bag for tefillin, it's nothing. Or your ma'abid or for the ritzua, not for the batim. Shurak tashmish kedusha. The mutter l'shanoi safil l'chol. V'ayim bir alach sh'v'yanu d'shaloi b'makam adchak. Yesh lahachmer bi'ibud or l'ritzuais. If, let's say like this. You need straps to hold up your shoes. And you tanned straps for tefillin. So you'd say, well, it's not etzem hakedusha. You're right. But one should be machmer unless it's b'shas adchak. Says the Mishabros of Kadon Chav Beis. Hakedusha. Leguf hakedusha, aval hazmana leguf hamitzvah, but a hazmana for not guf hakedusha, for a mitzvah. Kugain tzitzis, you were mad, you did a maisa gomer to designate strings for tzitzis, or shofar, or lulav, or sukkah, ner chanukah, afilo asan lekach loy mitzri, da hazmana lav milsahi, kil kaman misimen tarlach sif alef bahaga, umuto shtam shu lechoil. You're allowed to use it for a secular purpose afli tonight. By the way, another major nafkamino between kedusha and mitzvah is a mitzvah. After you're done with it, you're allowed to throw in the garbage. Tzitzis, when you're done with it, you're allowed to throw it in the garbage. A shofar, when you're done with it, you're allowed to throw in the garbage. It's a chumrah to dispose of it, b'derech kavod, but it's not me'ikar hadin. Tashmishei kedusha are not nizrakin, the Gemara says, but they're nignazim. Okay, here's the plan. Tomorrow, we do a double header. Tomorrow we finish Simen Mem Beis, and we start Mem Gimel. It's very short. It's probably the length of a regular day. And we don't get together Thursday. And nor do we get together Friday. Stay tuned for more details, but that's the plan as of now, okay? So we're going to hold it over here, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Okay, kol tov, everyone. Shkoyach. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.